Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. Hey, I don't think there should be another Bioshock. There's a hot take. Let me build my case for you. I love Bioshock. I specifically love Bioshock 1. I think that game has a lot going for it, and I probably have talked about it too much for a person who enjoys a game that came out in like 2007 on this very podcast. I haven't played Bioshock 2, nor have I played Minerva's Den. I have finished Infinite, and I remember there's some cool multiverse stuff in there before multiverse like really was taken over. I remember the weird stuff with Elizabeth, and I have always meant to go back to play more of Burial at Sea, the DLC. I have also, if you've listened to this, I have played Prey. I have played far too much Atomic Heart, a game what is trying to be Bioshock but is not, and I have not played System Shock, unfortunately. I'm very sorry. But the recent news, the catalyst for this conversation, is 2K has, I don't know, delayed. They've changed the leadership. Who knows what's going on over there at Cloud Chamber, I think is the name of the studio that's making the next Bioshock. Bioshock 4, if you will. And there's been like, seems like there's big leadership change there, and the news is that they have missed a major milestone because the story needs improvement, quote unquote, due to 2K's leadership. And here's the thing. I guess the other quote that I was just reading that I think is worth discussing is the 2K leadership also mentioned, so, okay, two things can be true, I suppose. The story is in need of massive amounts of improvement, so much so that they have changed the studio head of Cloud Chamber. However, they got a good game, they're just trying to make it great, is also the statement. And I don't... Maybe Bioshock 4 is something that is so vastly different than what Bioshock is. Like, maybe there is something about, you know, the gameplay that's different. Like, they made a game that feels as good as Destiny 2 does. Maybe. And that's possible, I guess. Like, that could be what we're referring to when we say we have a good game. But when I think of Bioshock, I don't think about how shooting the shotgun feels. I don't think about how much I like shooting the electric plasmids or bees. I think about the story. And I think that this is the grand thing about a new Bioshock game. And I just think that any studio that is owned by one of the major publishers is not going to make a good Bioshock. And that's not because I don't think those people are capable of making a good Bioshock. I think that they're all highly capable of making a good Bioshock. You look at the state of the video game industry, you look at the state of the world right now, and there's lots of shit in there that's rife for making a good Bioshock. You know, that first game is all about how capital destroys people, and how, you know, laissez-faire capitalism when it comes to lack of regulation and making your own capitalistic enclave can only end in genetic harvesting, using children as gene banks, and, you know, bad shit, chaos. It's awful. Bioshock 3, Columbia, not a great place. Not a great place, especially if you're not a white dude. And so, you know, all of this, there's plenty in the world to make a kick-ass Bioshock. You could make a kick-ass Bioshock plot off of literally the last 9 months of American politics. Like, you would have a best-selling Bioshock game if you were digging into the themes of the last 9 months. You could have an incredible Bioshock game when, you know, referred to the destruction of unions or the union-busting tactics of, you know, even literally the video game companies that are making the games themselves. Like, these are themes that are evergreen because everything is shit. So, like, you can just kind of do that. Like, the dystopia is now. So you can just make the Bioshock about that. And I think that that's why, and there's two angles here. I think that is why you can't make another Bioshock. The first reason is, like, it's hard. And I have a script that I'm unfinished on, and we'll see if I ever do finish it. But it is hard to enjoy dystopian literature when it feels like you live in one. And I think that this is, you know, this is the dour, depressed angle on life in general. Like, obviously there are plenty of things going on in everyday life that are, you know, worth living and, you know, that bring joy and positivity to my heart. But when you can just, like, look at a bank of televisions when you're walking through an airport terminal and just receive psychic damage just by barely being in the existence of news, then, like, you might be living in a dystopia. You know, that's my new Jeff Foxworthy bit. So I don't know. I think that it makes it really hard to tell a Bioshock story when, you know, you look at the story of Andrew Ryan as, like, immigrant person who makes capitalistic enclave in the middle of the ocean, like, creates his own nation and creates his own place where only capital rules. And you start to see that, like, well, that's kind of where we're at, huh? Like, it's hard to look at Colombia and think that that is, like, terribly far away from where we are as a people right now. You know, and I think that that's the hard part. Like, we live in circumstances that no longer... You look at what is happening in a Bioshock, and yes, like, the whole, like, little sister stuff, and it's all fantastical and everything, but it makes it hard for you to have the shocking social commentary when so much of what we're going through right now is... It's not, like, extrapolation anymore, like a lot of science fiction is. It is now... You know, this is just ripped from the headlines. And I think you lose a little bit with Bioshock when, you know, things are so bad that it's hard to kind of look at it that way. I think the other reason that we shouldn't have another Bioshock and why I don't think one will ever be made is you need that to come from a place of independence. Because Bioshock, the first game, did so well, they made two more of them. The reason that Bioshock did so well is because the team at Irrational was able to make a fun enough game that had a lot of really cool stuff going on in its themes and its depiction of a world. And a lot of that is pulled from, you know, the worst version of Ayn Rand's Utopia, which, good on them, great place to start. But it can no longer work that way when the structures that you're critiquing are the ones that pay your paychecks in the same way, right? Like, the political climate is no longer in a place where a Bioshock will make money, right? Like, you have the idea that, you know, a dystopian game that is a first-person shooter that has, like, powers-based stuff and has, like, some thematic core to it, like, that might make some money, but the amount of money that a company who is currently, you know, struggling to, you know, quote-unquote struggling under the Trump regime is not going to give a bunch of money to a studio that is critiquing the very administration that they need to let them make money in. Like, it just doesn't work that way. Like, you see that happening with Paramount right now. Stephen Colbert is going to be out of a job in 1 year because Paramount wants a merger so goddamn bad they will bend the knee and do whatever. Like, do you really think that 2K is going to be able to put out, you know, put out a BioShock and not have some, like, crazy backlash to that? And that's the thing, is that that backlash is a prime topic for a BioShock. Like, the rise of out and proud authoritarianism in America is, like, numero uno thing that a BioShock is, like, capable of exploring and discussing. And I think, one, I question how well they would be able to discuss that because, you know, because of how Cloud Chamber is set up within 2K and all that stuff. And I also kind of question, like, how hard they're going to pull those punches just because of their circumstances. And it sounds like, you know, I guess you could take it two different ways, the news coming out of 2K. The first is the story is bad, right? Like, the story doesn't work. I don't know. You got another guy named Booker DeWitt who is, like, a little too racist, maybe. I don't know. It's a bad story. Like, it's just really rote. There's nothing, like, there's no would you kindly. There's no Elizabeth is your daughter surprise. You know, there's none of that stuff in there. And they're just like, dang, I guess we're not gonna, I don't know, we're not gonna have a good story here. This sucks. It's pretty cut and dry. No good. Or, I'm Mr. Bigwig 2K, man. And, I don't know, this story is hitting a little close to home about my accumulation of wealth and what that is doing to some other folks. Maybe it has a lot to do with a police state, you know, having to crack down on protests. Is there perhaps an opening scene where someone is radicalized by a thing that happens in this world? I mean, who could say? But all of those things seem very likely when you talk about BioShock. And now it seems pretty obvious why the story is not good. Because either it is bad, and that's fine, send it back, but when there is so much stuff around us that can be a BioShock, like we're not talking about you gotta go plunder the depths of, you know, let's have the Immanuel Kant level dystopia here. Like let's take, you know, maybe it's a medieval sword and board game where you're living in Thomas More's utopia, except you're not. Maybe that's The Lighthouse. But, like, the whole point of that, of every, there's always a man, a plan, and a lighthouse, is like, man, there's always a man, there's always a Project 2025, and there's always a fucking White House, is like, oh yeah, okay, I get it. Like, you can write that for anything. Like, it is, the whole point, the whole theme of that game is here is an alternate version of something that could happen, and this is the worst possible case. And turns out, we continue to step forward towards that, and that makes it hard to tell these good cohesive stories because, you know, it's not shocking anymore. And either the story is not shocking or the story is, you know, too shocking, and either way, or maybe not even shocking, maybe the story is not shocking in a way that is distasteful to people who are perhaps paying large gobs of money to make this thing happen. And so you change the leadership, right? And I think this is the part where it gets kind of confusing because if the game is good, what is the game? Like, if the story isn't hitting, if there's something about it that isn't working, then, like, I don't know what you have left in a BioShock. Like, pulling the triggers or shooting the powers is not, that's not BioShock. And I think that if you think that that is BioShock, then you've missed the point. Like, BioShock is not up there as, like, a top 10 first-person shooter because the gunplay is good, you know? Like, you cannot aim down sights in that game, I don't think. Like, it is not a precision shooter in that kind of way. It is very much a story experience. So, I don't know. I am not concerned about BioShock. I'm concerned for the people who are making BioShock because there's a lot of language in there that sure makes it seem like there's about to be some big old layoffs there. And that sucks. Like, people should be able to make these games, and, you know, you think that a game like Bioshock, at least, like an IP like Bioshock, should be relatively secure because of how much that game sold originally. And, you know, maybe it's not a good portent that they canceled the remake of the original Bioshock. You know, who knows why? who could possibly say why Bioshock 1 is not getting the remaster or remake that I think probably would have done gangbusters for everyone involved. You know, they got the remaster a while back. Maybe the numbers just aren't there. But I find it highly, highly suspect that the game about capital and how it corrupts, or the game about how rhetoric corrupts, is not gonna have a good story, but is somehow a good game. So, I don't know. I have a lot of feelings about Bioshock because I love that game so much, but I also fully recognize that game is just, you just can't capture that again, right? Like, that game is done now. We're way past the point where we can be making those types of games under a large corporate umbrella. The next Bioshock is going to have to come from, you know, it's going to have to come from a studio that we haven't heard of before, or a studio that's just out there crushing it. You know, like, you're not going to get something even like a mouthwashing out of a major studio. Like, that's just not the games that they make anymore. They're mostly sanitized when it comes to themes, and you know, that's just what's going to have to happen. So it's not surprising to me that Bioshock is delayed or in trouble or has a bad story, because, you know, of course it does. What else would you possibly expect from a game like that? I hope those folks, you know, get to keep their job and make the game they want to make. I hope that, you know, Cloud Chamber doesn't get hit too hard with whatever is about to come down from 2K. There's a lot of wait and see on how well Grand Theft Auto does, which is also hilarious, seeing the group that went after, I think Collective Shout, maybe, that is allegedly going after card processors, and shutting down, you know, adult games on itch, and kind of dealing with some of that stuff on Steam as well. I think there's the most recent story that came out and said, hey, you know what, Grand Theft Auto and Saints Row also maybe in the sights of this. And that's going to be interesting. I'm sure that there is a year out until Grand Theft Auto hits. This will all be figured out and gone, and people won't be talking about it anymore. And, you know, we'll just completely ignore the ramifications of the past 2 weeks. But it's interesting that 2K is canceling projects or delaying projects that are, you know, counterculture currently. And the culture is still fucking them up. So that's fun. Good on you, I guess. All right, I gotta jump into the dentist office, actually. So this has been great and cathartic for me, but now I'm gonna go get my face drilled by a skilled professional. So I guess that's fun. I hope you have a better morning than I'm about to have. But yeah, have a good rest of your day. Thanks for hanging out with me on this good old Friday morning. And hey, I hope you have a good day. Go play Bioshock, the first one, at least. You know, go have a good time. That'll make you feel better about the current state of things, I promise. All right. See ya.